that battle rap talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up with you, man? Little bro, a.k.a. Scarface Low, get the job done. What's up with you, man? How you?
Man, I'm chilling just listening to that, you know, Big Drip, you know, by yours truly. Shout out to everybody on For the Record in the battle rap world, you know what I'm saying? That's me truly, a local artist straight out of Norristown, Pennsylvania. Bill Collector, what up? You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all look that up, man. So, who we got tonight?
Man, we got, you know, we got a crazy show, man, but, you know, well, I want to talk about, you know, a battle rapper got exposed today, man. How do y'all feel about battle rapper? Listen, man, we jumping right out the window with it, man. You know, a battle rapper
got exposed.
You know what I mean? He told his girl, mm-hmm. you know, he never did anything wrong. Come to find out, you know, he got exposed real bad, man. This kid ended his relationship with his female.
So what was it that actually happened where, you know, his relationship just got to be over, you know? What was the action that was committed?
Well, he, you know, number one, he's in the closet. Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay. And, you know, no shade to that. We ain't throwing no shade to that. But, you know, in battle rap, that's kind of controversial. I mean, that's crazy.
Right. Facts.
And you said he got
I'm
a girl,
be
right?
Yeah.
Hold on, Rox. We just got to, before you get into more details, man, we got to give some clarity to the people. You know what I'm saying? We're here conducting this show, man, so we're going to make it good. What part of the region is this brother from?
He's from the east. Let's put it that way, man.
Oh, man, he over here. All right. Go ahead. What you saying, man?
Listen, he made the East Coast look bad right now. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing was, okay, ain't no shade. He's from Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? It's a battle rap. You know what I mean? I ain't going to put his name out there. You know what I mean? I ain't doing that. But, you know, he basically, at the end of the day, you know, he all right with me, you know.
Man, you got to give it up, Raj. Man, you beating around the bush, man, at the end of the day. I'm going to say it like this. This is the battle rap culture world, man, and, you know, I've been paying attention to it for a while, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of it, love y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of the culture, period, and all types of art of it, but I remember just recently, you know, there was a lot of battle raps going on, and, you know, they were battling gay battle rappers, and people just didn't know if this was even something that should be going on. So for you to sit here and say somebody as a regularly known battle rapper from Pittsburgh has been caught in a lie, I guess, you know, people got the fact. I don't know. I'm not saying it. And he's been exposed as, you know what I'm saying, a good battle rapper. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how it fares off. We on the radios, we on the station, and, you know, callers call in. Let us know what y'all say. You know what I'm saying? This is battle rap platform, and this is battle rap talk, so we need y'all to chime in on this. You know what I mean? What's your opinion as far as how a battle rapper's sexuality is held? You know what I'm saying? And this is just a real question, you know what I'm saying, just because this topic has been brought up. What do you think, Rob? You think that's fair?
I think it's fair, but it's going to hurt him, and I'm going to tell you why. Because battle rappers nowadays look for ammo and stuff like that when they're bad ones. And, you know, shout out my guy, King Blizzy. King Blizzy is a real one, and I'm going to tell you why. He's not going to use this, but if he gets in front of the right, you know, the wrong battle rapper, they're going to pull out all that ammo on him. Homie might just have to walk off stage and hang battle rap up. This could end his career permanently.
Oh, man. So basically, this is my viewpoint of it, you know. It's definitely a bad joint. This is a bad joint all the way around the board. And, you know, basically you're saying it ain't even been put out there yet and not supposed to be out there, so in this battle rap culture where people take all types of crazy angles, they dig you up, they doing the research on you. I mean, motherfucker, if you had a pimple on picture day, a nigga going to find out, and he going to bring the picture up, and he going to just grind you up and expose you for all your iniquities. So, yeah. Man, that's a bad job, man. Goddamn. Man, we got any callers? Man, I heard we got some callers on the line, man. I just got to hear some feedback about this, man. So let's get to a caller and then jump into a call right now and see what's the viewpoints on this, man. I don't know. This is battle rap talk, though, man, for the record.
Callers, don't hang up, man. You know, we got a great topic. You know what I mean? We're going to take some callers.
Yo.
Right, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on?
Oh, man, Chris, money in the building. You on Battle Talk Radio, man, for the record. So we need you to chime in on this topic that we've been talking about, you know what I'm saying, just with battlers being just so out there and exposed, and, you know, this is the type of ammunition that people use, and this is what the job's about, man. We basically got a battle rapper who has been caught. The motherfucker was caught. And, you know, there's a lot to say, but how do you think it's going to fare on that stage when he got to face up to these accusations that are coming out to be true, allegedly?
Shit, man, you know, it's the gift and the curse.
Listen, my bad. Hold on. Let me put this out there real quick, right, Tinker? You know what I mean? This battler that we're talking about, right? You don't know this respect, but he's been on Florida Record Radio before too.
Oh shit!
I mean, Roger, you even real close to a lot of details that basically going to say guess who. And then somebody gonna know who we can talk about. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, I'm just gonna let you know before we get too far. You might just have to say his name now.
I can't do that, man. That's all. I can't do that.
But oh man, all right. I'm just playing for the people, man. But what's up with King Chris?
Yeah,
you know, that's the topic, man. Is that a bad joke?
Say what?
I said that's the topic, man. Is battle rap talk? Main Man's been exposed. He's going to have to face this in some upcoming battle. Hopefully he's not too hot and beaming. He's on top of the world right now that he got to look at the world when he do it. But he's going to have to face this. I just feel like it's a bad joint. Rod say the nigga minds will hang it the fuck up. What you think about it, man? You've been exposed, man. You've been caught.
Shit, well, what I say about it, like I say, it's a gift and a curse, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is on your behalf of how you know, you're human. You are who you are. You know, if you worry about what people say about you, then, you know what I mean? Something's up with you.
Go ahead, finish your statement.
Oh, no, that's what I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, if he's nice with it, then shit, add it with it.
Hey man, listen.
You know
listen,
what I'm saying? Be nice with it, add it with it, you know.
That's a great point of view, man, and you know, that's the world today where that type of stuff, you know, that lifestyle is accepted. You know what I'm saying? We're not knocking nobody over here. Just to be on a real touchy and understanding type of time. You know, we're just talking about the understanding of gossip that's going on in battle rap because we talk battle rap. Just as popped up,
right.
It's nothing. It's not an attack on nobody. It's just something that we feel is very detrimental because these battle rappers literally take someone's profile and dissect it and bring that as ammunition to them. You know, and we just felt this was, you know, something like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But, man, we appreciate you popping up, man. You already know. You fucks with you. Shout yourself out, man. Let them know what you do for the record. And if you got any requests, man, let them things fly. You got the stage.
Already, man. King Kush Money is definitely in the building, man. K-A-B-K-A, Mr. Seattle. What's going on with y'all, ladies and gentlemen, man, right here? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, man? For the Record Radio, Bond Stores, we in the building, man. You know, I got a show every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, called The Control Room, where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun. Play number dope independent artists globally, such as this young brother right here. So, yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, man, this Wednesday night, man. This Wednesday we're going to do Dolo, and then, you know, the following, you know, we'll have some special guests, though. You know, shouts out to Mr. Boss Player. Let's get it, man. King Kush Money, man. We in the building.
Oh, man. For the record, man. That's King Kush. Callers don't go nowhere. We're going to jump into a selection from King Kush, man. Like he said on Wednesdays, make sure y'all tune in. Then we turning up. You know what I'm saying? He's taking control. That's his night, man. So, like he said, well, he do everything he says he does. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. Hey, Kush, man, give me a selection. And, man, we're going to get to these callers. So, make sure y'all don't hang up. But we're going to spin this track first. Go ahead, King Kush. Make your request.
Let's get it, man. What we gonna play, man? Man, you know what I'm saying? Let's play some of that that Gaza Kush, man, right here, man. Let's go.
Yeah, straight like that, man. We for the record, this battle rap talk with your boy Scarface Low and Raj. Man, say that Gaza Kush.
Talking and smoking that got the curse, yeah. Who's smoking that got the curse? Talking and smoking that got the curse. Who's smoking that got the cuss? Smoking that got the cuss, yeah.
Who rolling it up? Or what do I dodge? Passing a fish of my nigga with dub. The cat's in the clutch. Raw papers that loud ain't enough. Just purple it up. No fancy bags, just a bag in it up. A sack full of buds. My nigga just cut. Been to many places, seen many faces. Never left a chase. I was born and raised in them staircases. I hustle hard in them staircases. Never caught a case. The cops had a chase. Never see my face. Cause I move around without a sound. Ask you where I'm from. Yeah, that boogie down.
Ain't no time telling when you start sweating and your name's mentioned. This is for the record. That got the cush. No half stepping. You don't bother me. I stay repping. I'm hood to hood. Block to block. Fly guys and I never stop. From the bottom, but I'm on the top. That got the cush. My people watch. Who's talking? That got the cush. Talking that got the cush. Yeah, who's talking? That got the cush. Talking that got the cush. Yeah, who's talking? That got the cush. Talking that got the cush. Who's talking? That got the cush. Catch a feeling, you can get to know us. We gon' be here building, smoking Gaza Kush, bruh. That's the way you live in the control room, 6 p.m. Wednesdays. That's West Coast time, so pimp bring a feeling.
Go with back
too, you know we steady smoking good. When I'm in my old school, I'm gripping on the wood. 412, and you know we bumping Gaza Kush. Presidential 43, call it Mr. Bruce.
That's right.
You ain't smoking Gaza Kush, you ain't smoking good.
Bullshit.
The best newest strain out, get you some good. The plug in the trigger's growing on the Northwest. Seattle, see it with your chest. We got some good growers,
nah,
we got the best. CAC low, 50%, nothing less.
Right.
So when you take a pull, it's hard to keep it in your chest. Even a true smoker couldn't keep it in his chest. Just an instant high and it's bringing good vibes. Smoking like a chief, I'm coming with that king tribe. Meditation with the herb and then you make your move. Next move, best move, you always keep it smooth. Be that good shit,
right.
The one and true Kush. I am him, I am less.
Yeah.
So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Got a Kush tour coming, I could see that. So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Got a Kush tour coming, I could see that. Let's get it, nigga. Got a Kush. Coming to a weed store near you. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. Gaza Kush, come on.
Yeah, yeah. For the record, man, that's that Gaza Kush, man. Shout out to Flock Gaza and the whole family, man. Shout out to my brothers, you know what I'm saying? It take a lot to bring us together, man, and we come together to make sure we work hard for y'all, man. So when we like to relax, it's all about that guy's a cook. Hey, Rod, man. We gonna have to leave main man alone. And we gonna stop picking on him with this battle rap talk, man. Let's get into some deeper thoughts about this battle rap stuff, man. Like judging.
Hold on.
How do you feel about
the
judging side?
Oh,
you not done yet?
I got another subject I want to talk about. You know what I mean? Real quick, right?
Oh,
for everybody out there that talks about my brother Bill Collector, you know what I mean? Shout out Bill Collector. You know what I mean? Holding
and
down. You know what I mean? Everybody, one thing that you notice about him, when he loses, his next opponents, you know, be in big trouble. You know what I mean? He just dirtied the bull, Cuban or something like that. Cuban is his name. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
He's dirty, man. But
30-30, man. You know, and he good for him.
Man, he dropped 30 on him.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, shout out to Bill Collector. You know, like I said, I'm definitely a vivid fan of this. I follow it, him being our hometown hero. You know what I'm saying? He definitely paved the way for this battle rap stuff. So, you know, we take it with a big grain of salt when anybody feel that, you know, they can get over on Bill, because Bill has held his own against greats. You know, he's built his legacy, you know, it's been tarnished and tore down, he built it back up, man. He's definitely solidified. So I just feel bad for anybody Bill takes his seriousness on, you know what I'm saying? And that's just for the record, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bill. Hometown, what up? Yeah, that's definitely hometown. Anything else you want to reach on?
I just want to shout out Bill for, you know what I mean, doing a dirty 30.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of them, man. Bill, Trey Mega, you know, I'm cool with everybody, man. But what I ain't gonna do is you shout a Bill out first. We gonna let Bill rock tonight. I'll shout my other guys out. You know, it's a lot of turmoil that we gotta figure out on home base with this battle rap shit. So that means we need some battles to happen. You know what I'm saying? But you know where I'm going with that. But you know, we just got a lot of products out here, and they hold it down, man. Shout out to them. This is what we're here to talk about, and, you know, we want y'all to reach out and speak on who y'all got coming from y'all hometowns, and, man, who y'all think should be out here eating and getting these battles, man. It's a lot of money in battle rap today. Ain't it?
You know, speaking of that, you know, there's a card coming up, right? It's called No, right? You know, brought to you by the URL.
Yeah. Shout out to the URL, man.
You know what I mean? They got another representative from Norristown, you know what I mean, stepping up, which is Easy the Block Captain.
Yeah. Easy is, he's definitely walking into one of my favorite slots. Young, hungry, don't back down, talk his shit how you want to talk his shit, man. He battle rap for sure, and, you know, he's about to go up against a lot of good names in the URL, you know, another person to etch their name coming from, you know, a small town where they think it's
listen,
a game.
Hello, you know, he got a name coming up from New York. You know what I mean?
He got T-Rex
coming up.
He got T-Rex coming up. Rex, man. He got Big Rex. I mean, shout out New York. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Listen, if you know New York, man, they bring it in all types of ways and facets with this rap culture shit, man. And that's a big name, like you said. And yeah, that's his next plate. And, you know, hopefully he can go in there and devour it. If not, etch his name as somebody that's not to be fucked with. You know what I'm saying? But he's getting his test because he's been putting in that work, man. Shout out to him.
Right.
You hear me, Rod? Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man. So, listen, how about what you feel about another call? You want to see if anybody got something to chime in, man? I feel like it's time for somebody to chime in.
Let's go. Let's get to
our next callers. Callers, don't hang up. I mean, it's for the record, man. We talking battle rap talk tonight, man, with Raj and your boy Scarface Low. Next caller, what's up?
Yo. It's your boy D, your boy Devin, Devilino.
What up, brother? You already know, fam. Lay in the building, man. Shout out yourself a little more. We got it, Devilino. But what you get into, Devilino, and, you know, we talking some battle rap talk. Some battle rap cat.
All right. You know, I'm chilling tonight, you know, doing a little smoking and choking and, you know, got a little beer and liquor and everything, just vibing. You know, I'm finishing up a couple of rounds, doing a little writing because, you know, I got some battles coming up. I got a battle May 23rd in Turnersville, New Jersey at Concrete Jungle. That's going to be something crazy. I'm going to say my prayers to my opponent, you know, because he's going to need them. But then, you know, yeah, so we doing it up, you know, like I heard y'all talking about, you know, about who should get a plate and everything. And, you know, I ain't talking about myself, you know, like, but like my I got some warriors. I got some soldiers, you know, Roger already know as well, like King Blizzy, you know, like there's a lot of guerrilla war zones, you know, warriors that's hungry and that's ready. So we about to take this year over. We ain't playing. Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all, man. But listen, you got to tell us where y'all coming from first.
All right.
Where y'all stepping from?
I would pretty much say it really started all over because, like, I jumped it off in New Jersey. Like, I had recruited a little team first in New Jersey, and then it got so big here that, you know, we ended up making it an online thing. We made it an online group and everything, and then people start coming from all over, New York, Philly, Atlanta, and then we just end up making it into a league now. Now I've been going for like this is our third year.
Man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all pushing, man, y'all grinding. Like you said, man, you got some dates coming up. Shout out to that, man, and we hope that you definitely go out there and, you know, finish your plate, man. You know, eat. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what they call it, right?
Heck yeah.
Straight like
yes,
that,
indeed.
Man. But we got a topic, and I said I was going to get off this, but I just need to hear your point of view. Right. You saying you in a you coming from the battle rap point of view, the motherfucker that jump in the ring and get it done. There's some controversial things going on about a battle rapper, and, you know, he's been exposed and stuff like that. For you to be in a battle and know or hear something like that from your opponent, what goes through your mind? You basically just caught them down. You caught them lacking. What type of energy does that give you when you know you just got that bullet that can penetrate?
For the one that discovers that, or because, all right, you come to the battle ready, having your whole, you know, your readiness, having what you about to do already ready. But once you find out, you know, somebody put that little bug in your ear that person then, you know, got exposed or got something out there, whatever, that give you a chance to flip everything. That give you a chance to, if you good at your freestyle or you really do this battle rap stuff, whatever, you can flip everything you just worked on and had written and talk about what he got exposed for, whatever, and boom, you know, you can use that to your advantage. And that sometimes that will hurt the person. That will, you know, be their weakness. But you got some guys that it don't even hurt them. They just keep on moving. But it depends. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, people get exposed all the time, so you just kind of got to That's like the new norm today.
I love that point of view, man. You just basically broke it down, and you gave it the side where you gotta feast on it, just coming from the opponent's side, and then I like how you flipped it and gave us the receiving side, where at the end of the day, it happened to everybody, and you just gotta be able to take your licks, survive, and get your shit off.
Exactly.
And then that was real. That was real, like, veteran as a battle rapper for you to say that, man. I don't know. You thinking real dangerous. I like that, man. I like that. Hey, Rod, you got anything to holler at my man about? Rod the Ghost.
No, not really.
Well, listen.
You know what I mean? I want to hear some bars. That's what I
want to
hear.
Oh, man. Devilino, man, he said he want to hit some bars, man. So I don't know if you got. He said he got a lot coming up. Rod, you gonna put that pressure on him?
Oh, that ain't nothing. That ain't no pressure at all.
Oh, talk your shit. Well, listen, we got the time. we got the broadcast, and we gonna get out your way and let you do your thing, man. Listen, eat them up, man.
All right,
so you.
My boy Scarface Low said, eat 'em up, which means I put 'em straight in the oven. I'ma heat 'em up. I'ma beat 'em up. Beat on their brain. God damn. You gonna do that? Yes, I am, man. I told him I'm insane. Most say no, that the boy had a rapid, crazy flow. Oh, no. He got that ropey dough, and I can't let the rope go. And if I do, everybody die. Damn. Suicide, no homicide. I might let their body fly, and that's called exercise. Let the souls rise. Tonight, you riding with somebody that's more than a hero, more than Robert De Niro, no other Sapiro. They can't mess with the boy. Really thought they could even come close. They already on the oven. Why? Because they toast. I try to tell him that it's over. I've been stomping and marching all my life, so of course I'm a soldier. Damn, I'm searching for gold. I got this rap shit in my soul, so of course I ain't gonna let it go. I'm going for it every day like it's my goal, like I'm about to kick it, like I gotta really go. That give it, that give and go, most don't know because they ain't even have a show. The nigga was addicted like I'm on drugs. No, I'm already dope. Whoa, which way did he go? Most don't know because they wasn't looking. They was searching. He on his way. He lurking. Stress you like an excursion. Damn, been doing it for a minute. Veteran, no version. get the game open. Who next for me to be hurting? Already got him. I'm a problem. Most can't solve it, so they got to get the revolver. My words is vicious. That means I've been in it, and I'm already more than fishing. I'm in a different division. Told them I'm doing division. I done split them into two. God damn, what the hell did I do? It's a long journey, a long life. I done had a lot to go through, a lot to do. When I'm in the booth, of course the boy telling the truth. Who could really contend? Bring them to me. I'll make sure they get they in. There's a lot of money out here, and I'm ready to spin, spin, spin.
Talk your shit, man. Listen, man. They got to stand in front of that, and I'm just glad I don't. You feel me?
Come on, man. Hey, yo, hold on. First of all,
and that was freestyle, man. For anybody that's hating, man, that's him saying he put me in there. That's called creativity, man. He ain't pull no written out. He didn't give y'all no ramp he already gave to somebody. He pulled that out and said, I'm going to give whatever I got off the top, man. Shout out to you. That was thorough. That was real, man. Make sure y'all niggas ready like that. I love the passion. I love the grit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Appreciate you.
Oh, man, we appreciate you. Keep working in your craft. Keep giving them what you got, man. This is the part where you get to pick a banger, you know what I'm saying? If you know anybody locally, man, that might have passed through the show, or if not, man, just tell them to drop that something loaded up. But if you got a shout-out or request, man, just your time to drop it and say what's up to the people. All
right.
We appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. You know, shout-out to y'all. Shout-out to For the Record Radio. Shout-out to my boy Roger. Shout out to the Gorillas, you know, Gorilla Warzone, Gorilla Gang, you know, y'all know who y'all is, Walking Dreams, Jay Pleasant, Rick Rock, like we out here, man, we doing this, we taking over, yeah, so niggas already know what it is, they want to find me, Devilino Robinson on Facebook, Instagram, the same thing, Devilino _ Stay Woke 365, and let's work, man, let's get this money, you know, we tearing it up. As far as a request, you know what, play some of your music, man. Let me hear some Scarface Low.
Hey, man, you already know, man. It's For the Record. We on Battle Rap Talk. This your boy Scarface Low with Raj, man, Devilino. Shout out to you, man. Hey, Flock, man. They requested some Scarface Low, and I know you got it. So that's what we're going to do. Callers, don't hang up. We're going to get back to y'all real, real, real soon, man, but right after this banger.
Oh, we gon' grab them clips if it's war, it's time to ride. Niggas getting licked if that paper ain't coming right. I done see some shit in these streets ain't smelling right. I done pray to God for help and it ain't even coming time. I been down to my dick and fuck the baddest bitch. Posted by the corner store, I'm trying to make a quarter flip. I'ma hold it down like smack, that's the URL of the couple bitches mad and looking bad, they on some devil shit. Pulled up with a heater and I'm playing hella cool. Hella flow, hellish ways, bitch, I'm in the hellish mood. Won't complain about my plate when I pray to God to give me food. Mama said be humble, so I'm patient when I make my move. I stay with the lifer, fingers is hibachi shit. Pack of ramen, cheese, and meat, I change your life with it. Always been ahead of the game, and y'all like this shit. Quarterback, audible plays, and then I'm hiking shit. Plug said he landed again, and dropped the price and shit. I'ma tell him drop him right here, fuck that indictment kid. Government been bootlegging shit, I'm trying to grind like them. Bike life, I'm popping this bitch, I'm trying to ride like them. Stay loose, stay out of the way, but let's go flying shit. My youngin' steady lifting the pole, fuck what the price is. You don't know the price of it, them youngins bringing diamonds in. Caught up in the life you live, you know you can die for me. I've been on a mission, stacking paper. Give a fuck about a hater, see you later. Still moving with the movers and the shakers, I'm a breaker. Catch that nigga trying to play me, I'm a blazer, I'm a lawyer. You ain't never seen a nigga struggle for his last breath. You ain't in the jungle, nigga shooting just a half neck. You ain't never have an empty pocket in the full clip. Niggas be on bullshit. Type of nigga, I'ma go and get it done. Shorty said she wished it was two, cause I'm the one.
The
way I'm just paying my dues, the deal is done. If you not, gon' let off that tool, put down that gun. ABS the movement, bitch, obey, we got the newest fit. Foreign and we hookin' shit, most wanted till we lose the chip. Teachers for the low, so y'all better get the moving, bitch.
Y'all better get the fucking moving.
Stay low, stay out of the way. Bullets gon' fly and shit. My youngin' steady lifting the pole. Fuck what the price is it. You don't know the price of it. Them youngins bring indictments in. Caught up in the life you live, you know you can die from it.
You ain't too, you crazy for this one.
Caught up in the life you live. You know you can die from it. Yeah, man, y'all in here for the record. It's your boy Scarface Low with my man Raj. We talking battle rap talk, man. And it's just been going down, Raj, man. How you feeling about the things that we done talked about today and the viewpoints that we done got so far, man? I think we doing some all right things, man. You came out with a banger, and we got to wrap it up with some real battle rap mind and battle rapper talk. How do you take it and how do you dish it out, man? So I feel like you're getting somewhere tonight. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, you know what I mean, about it. It's a pretty dope show, you know what I mean? Listen, but I'm going to tell you this. Dave's got a problem on his hands coming up in his second battle. You know what I mean? He battling somebody from town. He battling the young boy, DH.
Oh, man, so listen, hey, Devilino, you heard what I just said. I'm shouting my guys out, and, you know, I got to take the hometown, even though you're my guy. So that just means you got to bring it extra hard. You got to convince us, man. You got to convince us. We don't need no 2-1s, 1-2s. We need 30s, and that go for both sides, man. We need clear wins. That's the only way to settle it, right?
Facts,
man. So we on a battle rap talk. We on a battle rap topic. A lot of controversy going down in battle rap, man. Is who you think sits at top of the game in battle rap, Raj? If you had to pick one person, who do you think sits on top? Who you crown king?
Well, listen, you know, no favoritism or nothing. This is what you call is the top dog right now, Bill Collector. I don't think nobody right now can a focus Bill Collector. I don't think nobody can stand three rounds with Bill.
I mean, listen, you know I'm hometown, man, but it's some savages out there, and I feel like Bill tends to he doesn't want to give the people what they need to see some battles because he's such a success at just doing what he does. And, you know, I'm going to use an example of if the people say they want him to rap, sometimes he won't rap. He'll just stay in his character of success just to give them or his fans the show that he knows his fans is okay with. But what about the extra fans or what about those people that just want to see you come out there and smoke a nick on all assets and step outside your own boundaries?
Well, you know what, though? Let me retract that real quick, right? If we going to go ultimate killer mode, I'm going to have to go with the bar guy, Danny Myers. That boy, man, listen, the bar guy, man, he is phenomenal.
I'm not mad at that. One thing about Danny Myers, bar guy, you know what I'm saying? He definitely puts the work in. I've never seen him choke. I've never seen him really have a bad performance as far as himself. Now, he might get beat. He might, you know what I'm saying, get a little outdone. Even just a debatable. I'm not saying he loses. It's debatable. He does have clear losses. I ain't being biased. But I feel like he brings himself. And, you know, and that's another thing I was just talking about as far as with Bill. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just bringing yourself is enough. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's built that career, that legacy of, man, listen, bar guy, you know what I'm saying? I bring it every time. But I'm going to have to
you
go
know
with one who's been and one who's still. And that's Lux, man. I just feel like if Bill stepped in there with Lux, don't get me wrong, he's going to hold his own. Like I said, there's not many people that can do what a Bill Collector does. There is not many Bill Collectors out there, and that's just coming from me, no bias. That's my guy. But at the end of the day, I watch him, and I meticulously pay attention to him. And he puts in the work, and he does what he has to do up there. But a loaded Lux, do you think he can stand in front of a loaded Lux right now?
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that. Bill will – let me tell you like this. It's funny that, you know, we talk about Bill, right? The battle that Bill was supposed to lose, he cooks their opponents. The one that – you know, you think he's going to walk all over them. That's when he has the toughest luck. Me personally, everybody's going to go up against Bill, okay? You know what I mean? Against him or Lux, right? So I'm going to be honest. Bill coming out, Bill is going to clean him up nice. You know what I mean? 2-1. Lux mm-hmm. might get around. You know, but other than that, Bill, you know, one thing about Lux, too, okay, and Bill, where it's different, mm-hmm. Bill's been doing it a lot longer than Lux. You see what I'm saying? Bill touched mm-hmm. every platform that, you know, Lux hasn't even touched yet. I don't think there's one league that Bill has not battled on yet.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm
saying? And that's a strong side of me saying facts. That's a strong side of me. I can't say that because I ain't check all the tapes, but that is a very accurate fact. I'm pretty sure it is.
Right. And see, hold on. You know, there's one thing, and this is why I say, okay, when you brought up that question and I named Danny,
mm-hmm.
okay, named Danny, there's one thing that Danny did that Lux has not did yet, and he won't be able to do, which is when you're in battle in front of Smack, okay, and Smack tells mm-hmm. you and your opponent, you got battle rap of the year, that's saying something.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Danny,
yeah.
Let me tell you like this. I'm going to tell you exactly what battle it was. Okay? Danny Myers and Easy to Block Captain, Rock Horns. Okay? Smack
mm-hmm.
so far said that was a Smack classic. That's battle of the year. It hasn't
mm-hmm.
done that yet. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
if you think about it, and, you know, not to keep it on Easy real quick. Everybody so far that Smack's put in front of Easy, he's either smoked him or, you know, he's beat him. Either way, he's won. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He smoked Cortez, okay? You know what I mean? Everybody had Cortez beating Easy. You see what I'm saying? He's beating T-Top.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's beating, you know, he beat Danny. You know what I mean? There's only
right.
one loss that still, I don't even think it's a loss. You know, with Easy. Is the fine in the UFF. But other than that,
mm-hmm.
Easy's been on his game. Philly, this is the time now where Philly's kicking in the doors where they should be. And, you know, everybody needs to be behind Easy, Danny, you know, Easy, Bill. You know what I mean? Dub the Phenom. Everything
mm-hmm.
like that. You know,
I mean, I see Reed getting busy too now.
But see, this what I'm saying about that is, okay, shout out Reed, you know what I mean? Shout out everybody from Philly doing their thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Reed took a break. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? They didn't, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, they didn't take a break. You see what I'm saying? This whole year,
Fact.
Bill's been battling. You see what I'm saying?
Fact.
Easy sense. I mean, since Easy touched the URL stage, who's beating Easy? Nobody.
I can't call nobody out.
You know what I mean? Now, mind you, me personally, okay? I want to see me personally at the end of the day. I want to see a Philly versus New York card. That's what I want to see. Smack is protecting the New York people, the New York killers, as he claims. See what I'm saying? The main crew in general, hold on, is Doc Miles. You know, Easy beat Cortez, okay? He called out You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smack, stop protecting Doc Mob. Bring Doc Mob. You know what I mean? Bring him to Philly. Or let Philly go up there. Because I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give out a 5 from Philly right now. You know what I mean? That if they go up to Philly, it ain't no ands or buts about it. They coming up in there. Or if they go to New York, they're going to go up there and smoke New York, which is, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Easy to Block Captain, Dub the Phenom,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
Bill Collector, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Big Hand, and Reed Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That pod right there, will smoke any members of Doc Mob. T-Rex, Murder Mook, all of them. Sit them all down.
Oh, man, man. Listen, hey, I'm going to just say it like this, man. There was a time before Smack and Autumn was out, you know, where we seen these battles where Philly journeyed to New York and New York came down to Philly and things like that, man. And, you know, I guess it's just another time where, you know, these things need to happen because there is a lot of top-tier battle rappers in New York and there's a lot of top-tier battle rappers in Philadelphia. Not to neglect anybody else. Not to neglect nobody,
right.
You know. But this is just real talk. But, Raj, give me a second. Hold that thought, man. I got this track on my head, man. It's just been, you know, it's been stuck there. It's my man LB the Boss, man. You know, shout out to him. It's called Facts. I'm going to ask Flock to spin that for me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we talking battle rap and we talking, you know, a lot of areas where, you know, this guy was, you know, somebody and you can attest to this, you know what I'm saying? So chime in when you want to chime in. But, you know, I just want to get this track out there because it's been spinning in my head, you know, and I just want to show some love right now. You feel me?
This your boy Flock Alley. You already know BX in the motherfucking building, man. Y'all either tuned in or you fucking tuned out. You already know the business, man. Yes. Yes. Shit about to get real. Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah. I don't know what it is about this time.
That's when I get to the five. I can't wait to pick out a ride. Hit a home run on her. We just as base and I slide. Dog forever be with me. I tatted my face on the side. My brothers told me I just feel alone. Smoke in the air's my reply. I know some real getting money bitches. They working them banks from inside. Parallel self-parking whip. That type of shit make you fly. To a nigga shoots you in your fucking head. You can't draw that shit from the sky. Mama praying cause she hate the op. She know I'm ready to ride. Trunk loaded with an arm on me. I see some niggas to God. Free my young boy murder man. He got 100 to life. Not time for nobody else but myself. I do whatever I like.
What's up?
I just tell Ruff what it costs.
Uh-huh.
He pay whatever the price.
Go.
I might just fuck on the once and pass her around it depend on the type.
Huh?
FC Dub now and never.
Huh?
And all of my niggas get right.
Yeah.
LB the young boss.
Yeah.
A lot of unsigned hype.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up with the baddest bitch on a low tier dice. Dark shades for you hating niggas. Long lines and they waiting nigga. Battle rappers and some hating niggas. Grave naps for ungrateful niggas. My baby mama told me well.
Bitch.
I would never ever trust a bitch.
Bitch.
It's getting money then I fuck a bitch. MOB my intelligence. Hood bitches say I changed now. I don't open up they messages. Signed in to promote myself. Offline cause I left again. Kick back with my Mexican. Smoking loud she gon' text again. In the kitchen whipping up a brick. In the kitchen whipping up a brick. In the kitchen whipping up a brick. In an all white beater. Yeah, yeah. That's when I get to the five.
I'm out of work and spread it through the teams. Who sent you the boss nigga in my dreams? I sent you the baddest bitch I ever seen. Too much to count, we float on the scene. I told the plug to fly me them things. He said manana, let's meet on the beach. I call my rider, she ready to eat. She really the plug and I play the streets. Face is a diamond, body unique. We bag it up, we chop and we geek. I do this shit cause life is too short. I lost my homie Tim last week. I pop a stand to put me to sleep. She busted open like fuck this is drink. Hop out the cab, I walk in the bank. Pull out them bands and won't even blink. Bitches never used to want them. Same bitches that I'm ugly. Now they inboxing about nothing. I just made a play for them hundreds. If I give a hit, they come gunning. If you got them bricks, then we want it. I bust the hook, get it jumping. And none of you little niggas want it. I bought a work, it's ready through the team. She said you the boss nigga in my dreams. I said you the baddest bitch I ever seen. So much to count, we float on the scene. I told the plug to fly me them things. He said manana, let's meet on the beach. I call my rider, she ready to eat. She really the plug and I play the streets. Face is a diamond, body unique. We top it up, we bag and we geek. I do this shit cause life is too short. I lost my homie Tim last week.
Rest in peace, the homie LB the Boss, you know what I mean?
Now,
guys, are bringing, you know what I mean? Bring that call to him, man.
Hello?
caller, you live.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's DH. What's good, y'all?
Oh, shit. Northtown in the building. What up?
What up, Rod? Six Centers in the
hey,
building.
What's
yo, what's good? I'm out Maryland right now, but, you know, I got to hold it down for the six, man. You know what I mean? What's good with y'all, man?
I'm chilling, man. You know, stay with you, you know, who you are and what you do.
Oh, yeah, it's DH from Norristown, PA, man. Like I said, I done battled a little bit. I got a couple battles under my belt. Finally getting back in the ring after 5 years, man. You know what it is? That's a long time. You know what I mean? I had to get myself right. Man, I was had to get my money right. You know what I mean? You already know the story. But, you know what I mean? What's good, though, man? Yeah, like, I'm coming back, man. I'm ready to me versus Devilino. June 7th, I can't wait for that shit to go down, man. These rounds are fire.
Oh, man, yeah. Shout out to that.
What's
man.
Up? Is hello? Okay.
Yeah, you live, you know what I mean? You might as well call this the Norristown Battle Rap Show. You know, you got Scarface Low. We got DH in the building, man. You know? Hey, talk to your SDH.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, it's been a while, man. Like, even coming back and just hopping on the radio, it's like there's a lot going on, man. That's why I'm like, damn, where do I start? I got music on my on Rap Chat from last year. I got, like, 50 songs on there. Here and there, I put them out. I ain't really drop them all or nothing like that, but I got songs in the tuck. It's been 5 years, man. I'm telling you, I got music on BandLab that I'm just putting out. You know what I mean? I got, like, 3 songs up on there, and I take my time with my music, man. I don't like to rush nothing, and you know what I mean? If you try hard enough, you're going to make something that sounds good. You know what I mean? A lot of people make something real quick and think it's fire, and it's like, nah, you know what I mean? But I take the craft seriously now, way more serious than I used to before, because y'all know I used to just – sometimes I would just come up and freestyle. But now, man, I'm writing my rounds. I'm rehearsing my rounds, and you know what I mean? This is – I'm a – The me y'all see on the 7th coming up, man, y'all ain't never going to see a DH like y'all going to see June 7th. I'm coming back. I'm not here to play no more. And it's going to be all love. Shout out to Devilino, man. You know what I mean? He's, even put me there. And shout out to Raj to Ghost, too. You know, shout out, Raj, for putting me, bringing me back in this, man. I love this shit. This shit's a sport to me. It's a craft. It's your brand. You know what I mean? So let's go. You know what I mean? I'm ready to get in there.
Straight up.
And definitely, let me just say that he's pretty much ass. He's not ready for what I'm coming with in June. You know what I mean? I would have had to throw shots because I know he was coming at me a little bit. So I hope you're ready to die, bro. Real shit. You know what I mean? It's all love until after the battle. I mean, we enemies until after the battle, but it's all love. But I'm gonna scorch you. You're gonna be a rotisserie chicken.
Shit.
I got some bars. Don't let none of the bars go over y'all heads, man. Please do me a favor. Listen, it's been 5 years I took off, and I got a lot of shit for y'all.
Let me stand that.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead, eat, man. Go ahead, eat.
Yeah. But shit, yeah. Like I said, man. Finally, Shout out Flock Gaza, man. Thank you for having me on your radio. And I've been trying to get on for a couple of days, man. But you know what? Every time I looked at the flyer, it would say like 8 to 9 or something. I'm like, then I had to ask somebody, and then they told me the right time. I was like, shit. I was looking at the wrong one though. It was like an old one. And but I'm finally here, man. But shit, what's good with y'all though? What y'all got going on in the works right now?
Hold on, yeah, I gotta ask you this because you know when we started the show.
Oh yeah, I take some questions too. Yeah, I was gonna say yeah, I'm running out of stuff to tell you.
What you think about a battle rapper getting exposed?
For what do you mean? Like what kind? Like what?
Just
mean?
In general, exposed. Like say okay, but I'm gonna put it to you like this. Say for example,
for being
you let
or
me
some shit or what?
In general,
for, like
yeah,
for being
yeah,
fake,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't really get the question. Like, what you mean?
Hey, man, listen, man. We got some battle rap talk that allegedly a battle rapper came out the closet that had lied about not coming out the closet. And now he's been caught, you know, in his lie about it with actions behind it. So that now he's been exposed on that level. I asked somebody earlier, what type of ammunition is this for a battle rapper, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, how would you take it as a battle rapper? And just being in the sport, because, you know, everybody's basically made, your opponent is made to pull up your deepest, darkest secrets and basically expose you. So how would you take it, and then how would you
Right, but sometimes, but see, look, it's just at the end of the day, it's just battle rap now. If it's like, whether it's true or not, that's kind of like, I mean, coming on to the battle, I'm just coming to rap. I don't give a fuck what motherfuckers do outside of music, outside of rap. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. And this is some real shit. Listen to this. There's a lot of motherfuckers that do shit that don't get caught. There's a lot of motherfuckers that's doing shit that get away with the shit they do, and you never know. And you shake these people's hands every day. Right?
Well, right.
But you don't know. You don't know the dark shit people have done. You don't know the shady shit people have done. You don't know. And you don't know the places that these people have been to for them to have to, for them to even be doing stuff like that. So I got it. So I got a like a different outlook on shit like that. If you're going to just come to a battle like that, that's, I mean, if you lack the talent as much as for you to come with some bars or something better than a rumor or something stupid, I just think it's pointless. I'll come there and rip anybody without any personals. You know what I mean?
I'll rip anybody without any personals
at all. And I don't care. Like, a motherfucker, so if a motherfucker tell me you peed the bed and I come and I rap about you peeing the bed, let's just say it's not true. So now it's a rumor. Now it took space in my notepad where I could have wrote a better bar, a hotter bar. But now I'm rapping about some rumors, some shit I might not know is true or not. So for me, another thing when it comes to exposing, it's like, why do people care so much? What motherfuckers really, like, why do you care so much? That makes me think of their life. Like, what kind of life are you living? Are you living a guilty life, or are you living a life that's so minuscule that you're worried about what another man's doing?
Mm-hmm,
and this is real talk. Like, do y'all feel me on that or what?
Oh, no, I
like,
definitely
people,
understand.
People really
you know,
be worried about, like, how does somebody really find themselves sitting down thinking about somebody else like that? Man, I'm...
And it's understandable. So let me wrap this up for you. I don't want to hold you too long, and I definitely understand your point of view. So basically, with this being said to the people, man, at the end of the day, battle rap is about rap.
Exactly.
I can see you're not really a personal guy. You're not wanting to take the angle of personal, even though it's
part of battle rap.
I've never been personal. Go ahead. Oh, I was saying, I've never been personally a fan of the personal angle, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, battle rap is just so unpersonal now. You can be whoever the hell you want to be as long as you can make it believable, you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. So that's another thing.
I just got to draw the line.
Yeah. You got to draw the line, too, because somebody can come there and rap about, let's say something happened to one of your family members that got raped or something crazy. And it's not true. Mm-hmm. And then you walk into a battle saying that. Imagine what I've seen battles go wrong like that. So that's another reason why I don't do it. And I don't know, man. Like, there's so many different ways you can look at it. For somebody to say that, do you think exposing somebody would be cool or funny? I mean, depending on what it is, I might actually laugh. But then the next day, I'm not thinking about that. I'm not worried about
that.
You know what I mean?
And that's a real grown aspect.
There's plenty of people getting exposed in the mainstream. So if you got people that ain't even mainstream, you know the same shit is going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, man, listen, we appreciate
you. It's a crazy world.
We appreciate you. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. We get to the end of the show. I appreciate your time, man. You got the battle with Devilino coming up, man. He's saying you on smoking. He said, listen, man, he said he got some shit for you. So I just love the fact that y'all both coming with that energy, man. Shout out to you. This is for the record, man. You on here with Battle Rap Talk with Raj, the Ghost, and Scarface Low, man. And Y'all just made it a great show today. We just want to thank you, man. Shout yourself out one more time, and we're going to spin a record for y'all from Scarface Low, man. And just go ahead and give yourself the floor one more time and go ahead and walk out. Go ahead, caller. Shout yourself out.
Oh, yo, yeah, DA 610. Look out for the battle on June 7th. Be there, be square.
Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at Davey Harris. I know I was playing around. I made a joke with my name and shit. Literally, I found out I couldn't change it. So if you look there at Davey, D-A-V-Y Harris. My page is down, but my messenger is definitely up. So, you know what I mean? You can hit my messenger up. I got a rap chat with Harrison Hurst. Harrison Hurst on Rap Chat. On Bang Lab, it's just Hurst by itself. D-H, I'm out of here. All right, so.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Thank you very much, man. This is For the Record Radio with Rogers Ghost. Hey, Rogers, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man. Send the people off with something, man. I'm Scarface, though,
hey,
man. I done enough. I'm giving it to Raj. Go ahead, do your thing, man. For the record, man, we appreciate y'all.
It's your boy, Rodney Ghost, you know. Tune in when it does another dope episode. Yeah, man, I know you got something in the mix. Kill him with it. You know what I mean? Hit him with it, man.
Most money. Right.
You ain't too, you crazy for this one.
Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but they're holding me. Won't let them evils get a hold of me. They holding me. Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them evils get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but they're holding me. Won't let them evils get a hold of me. They holding me.
Been up and down them dirty blocks. Chilling with them niggas, keep them dirty shots. Work stash all inside them dirty blocks. Air Maxes in case I got a rough cop. Different type of breathing niggas, I don't really see these niggas. Came up with a breed of niggas that ain't still breathing niggas. I done been through some things. I done had to let it ring. The game I was married in. Stood up on my mama name. Never see my father kin. How could I deny the game? Brothers elite to the pit. I was trying to build some fame. Killing niggas in the field. Boy, I had to code his brain. School ain't really worked for me. The streets bought me a lot of pain. Streets bought me a lot of pain. Rest in peace of money. Damn.
Rest in peace of money, man.
Man, I miss my brother, man.
I miss you, bro.
Won't
let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming, but they're holding me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me, they're holding me. Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. Them boys scheming, but they're holding me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me, they're holding me.
Niggas on the block going to war again. Overdose with killing. We like Iran, don't want no war with them. Youngin' out here shooting them cans like we at war again. Most wanted been in the court, we like the warriors. There's so much time in the cages, the jungle boring us. Now we in the stack and it's chains and getting mortgages. Mama said boys be happy, I said I'm glorious. Hit a chick, she threw it at me, now wifey furious. Hitting licks, them niggas lacking the hood employing us. Smoke loud, send me a prayer, the Lord was warning us. Made it through them creases and them cracks, nigga. Humpty with the pieces getting back, nigga.
Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but they're holding me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me, they're holding me. Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me.